We're celebrating America's 250th birthday. 250 years, a look back.
There are a number of women who distinguished themselves in the earliest days of this region, but most of their names have been lost to time, and only a few of their stories survive. A young girl's heroic deed during the American Revolution is one. I'm John Conway, Sullivan County historian and co-chair of the County Semiquincentennial Commission, and I'll take a look back at Phoebe Reynolds right after this.
Fort Delaware Museum of Colonial History is celebrating America's 250th birthday this year with special programming, special merchandise, and a renewed synergy with the Minisink Battleground Park and the Battle of Minisink. Fort Delaware is a living history museum telling the story of colonial America through the lives of those who lived in Cushatunk, the first permanent European settlement in the Upper Delaware. A visit to Fort Delaware will immerse you in the colonial era. You'll learn about the hardships of living on the frontier and how and why the Revolutionary War divided the settlement, with some residents remaining loyal to Great Britain and others embracing independence. It's the perfect place for a family outing this year as America celebrates its 250th birthday. Fort Delaware is located on the Upper Delaware Scenic Byway at 6615 Route 97 in Narrowsburg, New York. It will reopen for the 2026 season on Saturday, May 16th. Fort Delaware is owned by Sullivan County and operated by the Delaware Company.
Phoebe Reynolds was the daughter of Henry Reynolds, who later served as the first supervisor of the town of Neversink and as a member of the New York State Assembly. He was an outspoken patriot during the Revolution and a harsh critic of the band of Orange County Tories headed up by the notorious Claudius Smith. After Smith's hanging in 1779, the remaining members of his gang swore vengeance against all who had been active against him, and Henry Reynolds was at the top of the list. One night in July of 1782, a small band of men showed up at the Reynolds house, pretending to be a detachment from Washington's army. Henry Reynolds opened his door to them, but when his back was turned, one of them struck him with his sword. As James Eldridge Quinlan wrote in his History of Sullivan County, this conduct immediately revealed the character of his visitors. The ensuing scuffle awakened Reynolds' family, which was terrified, but young Phoebe, described by Quinlan as a large, robust girl, not quite 12 years old, and as fearless as she was robust, was not intimidated. A prolonged struggle followed. Phoebe not only held her own against the Tories, but managed to stop her father's bleeding. The marauders then set fire to the house, trapping the family inside, and fled. Phoebe doused the fire and escaped to alarm the neighbors. The Tories were pursued to their retreat in the mountains, and four or five of them were killed. Henry Reynolds, cut and stabbed in more than 30 places, survived the attack. And while he accomplished much in his 85 years, none of it would have been possible if not for the heroic acts of his daughter. Phoebe Reynolds married Jeremiah Drake of Neversink Flats and lived there until her death in 1853. A Look Back is a collaboration between the Delaware Company and the Sullivan County Semiquincentennial Commission, produced exclusively for Bold Gold Media. I'm John Conway.